Hey, my next guest returns to the WGBU Morning Show. He's out with his latest. Now, I'm looking forward to learning about this and making sure I ask the right question. National NaNoWriMo More is the book, A Halo of Mushrooms. My guest on the line, Andrew Hiller, to talk about it. Andrew, you've prepped me with a lot of information. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, we've had a nice conversation via email. We've spoken before, and there is a West Michigan tie here. First of all, tell us a little bit about you first, Andrew.
So, I'll do the old version of me. When I was 14, I sold my first painting. When I was 15, I was first published. And when I went to college, I majored in indecision, which took me down to majoring in psychology and then becoming a special education teacher, and eventually into the world of radio like yourself for a time. And now I'm about to launch my second book, partially thanks to this NaNoWriMo, or National Write a Novel in a Month program.
That's where we're going. Let's start with that. Let's start with what is happening on a monthly basis, and where's the Michigan tie? Go for it, Andrew. Yeah, talk to me, Andrew, about this Michigan NaNo. It's called the NaNoWriMo. Expand here.
So NaNoWriMo, or National Write a Novel in a Month program, it's basically the idea that writing can be a very solitary and somewhat daunting experience. And, you know, whenever you see a blank canvas or a blank page, it sort of threatens you. And the idea of writing your novel, and everyone has a story. Being in radio, you certainly have seen this and heard this. But actually putting it down is tough. And so, like, when you're at the gym, it's sometimes nice to have a gym buddy. It's someone nice to either compete with someone or have someone cheer you on. And what NaNoWriMo does is it collects writers, aspirant and successful, around an area, and they work together. They try to reach a goal of 50,000 words in a month. And they track each other and cheer, and they meet in write-ins at libraries and bookstores and sometimes homes in order to do it. Now, in Grand Rapids, as of this morning, 6,054,062 words have been written by 477 participants.
Wow.
In the NaNoWriMo program. And overall, there are just under 3,000 people trying to write their novel in National Write a Novel of the Month in Michigan.
I knew there'd be a Michigan tie, and thank you, thank you for that. You you came to this out of a period of difficulty, you say, Andrew?
Yeah, what happened was last year, the news bureau that I was working with, which was Radio VR, was an international news bureau, closed really suddenly. They actually came to us on a Monday and said, "We're done. Pack up your things and go." So every reporter, producer, engineer, secretary, suddenly lost their job with no notice. And I found myself kind of depressed and adrift. I mean, if you don't expect the job to disappear, you don't make plans necessarily the way you could. And so a friend who was part of this NaNoWriMo began pestering me. She began bugging me. She began sort of lobbying me to join it, to do something. And I gave in because, you know, writing is fun. You know, creating something is fun. And to my surprise, I had a story. In 2.5 weeks, I not only wrote the 50,000 words you need to succeed at NaNoWriMo, I wrote 82,000 words. And that eventually became this novel, which is about to be released. Actually, the paperback is already on sale on Amazon.
That's great. Let's talk about the work that you are doing, this Halo of Mushrooms.
Yeah, A Halo of Mushrooms starts with several ideas. The first is the idea that miracles and magic are plentiful on Earth and the Earth we live in. In fact, it's so plentiful, the idea that we can talk to each other simultaneously from D.C. and Michigan, or from Michigan to Australia, or that we can fly, or that we can see events halfway across the world. The miracles are so common in our lives that we don't believe in miracles. We don't believe in magic. And so in this book, writing as an analogy, I started with the idea of the first magic fairy ring and the idea that they're withering. Because the other thing I saw in newsrooms was that there were a lot of areas of simultaneous decline, economic decline, environmental decline, droughts all around the world. And I said, what if this first mushroom ring was dying? What if it was fading? What would the effect be? And I said, well, if something like that was happening, if water was disappearing and there was drought, people would panic. Some people would hoard it. Some people would try to be generous. Some people would fight over it. And some people might try some desperate experiment to try to create a way to live without water or find a different source of water. And so in my book, I have a healer who decides to steal one of the last mushrooms remaining to try to transplant it. And he winds up in Clarksburg, finds a job in a bakery, and somehow learns how cooking is a form of alchemy. It provides warmth, it provides satisfaction. Sometimes you even simulate feelings of love by eating chocolate, as we all know. And so he uses that, and then with a chemist, the baker who hired him, and a couple others, he makes a journey from Clarksburg to California all the way to Malawi in order to find a home for this mushroom while being pursued by those who want to claim what wonder and wisdom he's stolen from them.
Goodness, very thorough and complete, a halo of mushrooms. I like that title too, Andrew.
Thank you. The idea of the halo is sort of a reflection of wonder, a reflection of miracles. It's a reflection of hope. And I hope that the book does that. I hope that it is one which has a very positive subtextual story that's, you know, buried in a fun, easy-to-read adventure story.
That's great. Well, back to this reason to write. How does one, with just a couple minutes left, Andrew, how does one begin the writing process? You admit this can be a solitary confinement type of profession. You know that this could be a solitary type of profession, Andrew. How does one get into this writing process?
Well, for me, it's been the same way for fiction as in nonfiction, for reporting and for writing, whether it's theater or the newsroom or a book. An idea needs to create two reactions. It needs to make you either go, huh, or it needs to make you go, ha! And so if you have those reactions, you have an idea worth pursuing. And so at that point, you begin to write. And I believe in what I call the ugly painting process. The ugly painting process was something that was taught to me back in the University of Maryland, in which basically you take a canvas and for an hour you randomly throw paint and brushes and make as big a mess as you possibly can on that canvas. Make a disaster area. Try to lose every bit of your self-consciousness. And then the next day you come back from it and you find what works. Where's the moment of beauty? Where are the pieces of composition that you can pull out of that miasma, that disaster area, and form into something? So on a first draft, I recommend to most writers, just let it go, because the story will lead you. It's good to plot things out. It's good to sort of have an idea of what you want to happen. But trust your subconscious, trust your writing, trust yourself, because honestly, in the editing process, you have full control anyway.
Yeah.
So let it flow.
Great. Andrew Hiller talking about this National NaNoWriMo and A Halo of Mushrooms. How do we find out more about your work in closing? How do we find out more about your work in closing, Andrew, when it comes to National NaNoWriMo and A Halo of Mushrooms?
So National Write a Novel in a Month, you can look at NaNoWriMo.org. And you can find a local chapter to join. It's pretty easy, and the people are generally very friendly. As for my book, you can find it on Goodreads. You can find it on Amazon.com. Or if you want, you can just go to my website, andrewhiller.net.
Great. Andrew, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Shelley.